It's Chippy from Mobile World Congress on day 3, just sitting outside, trying to catch a few minutes. But as we sit outside, Microsoft is on stage now, announcing the public beta or public preview. What are they calling it now? JKK Mobile is sitting to the left of me. It's the Windows 8 consumer preview that's going up. We're actually watching a live blog from Engadget.
From The Verge. Actually, that's Vlad.
Oh, there you go. From The Verge. I'm sorry, The Verge. Hi, Vlad. We're going to be waiting for that news. But before that, we've had a good 3 days here so far. It's been quite a bit of stuff. Obviously, it's mainly tablets, smartphones, but there's been a little bit of ultrabooky and sort of crossover stuff as well.
With crossover, yeah. You like that word.
Prime. I like that. That's my favorite word. Transform Prime Infinity on Qualcomm is probably my favorite product of the MWC so far. What about you?
Yeah. Phablet, whatever that's.
The phablet, yeah.
That was cool. Better than I thought, actually.
Yeah, me too. I like that. And I think that's going to be interesting, especially if they have a decent price point on there. It's like modular, this kind of idea of modular computing is something we've been talking about since, years and years.
Yeah, it just looks good. Nokia phone. Is it the camera? Is it the phone?
that should have been launched as a camera by someone like, who would have been? Canon. No. Who would have been better to? Maybe it would have saved Kodak. But that's in 41 megapixel, but don't think of it as a 41 megapixel camera. Think about lossless zoom, think about fantastic ability to reduce noise. It's called pixel over sampling. Check it out.
It is cool. Especially the pictures in low light. Man, that's crazy good.
That's the key.
And video too.
Yeah.
Great video.
1080p anyway. Yeah. What else have we seen? Oh, we saw Intel have been to their app up. They're doing all Ultrabook stuff there. Obviously, there's something going on, and they're calling it the Compute Continuum. I'm trying to find out what's going on. They won't tell me anything, but I promise I'll find out and tell you what I know over the next few days. Anything else?
Of course, ARM cores, 4, 5, whatever, NVIDIA, Tegra 3 gaming stuff, rendering.
What else? We saw quad-core. Qualcomm S4.
Really, the 3D screen was actually better than I thought.
Oh, yeah, the Glasses 3 3D on a tablet. That's great, because, of course, these are personal screens and work well for Glasses 3 3D.
Yep.
I just went to CTI to see the OMAC 5 stuff.
Yep.
That's looking really nice. Good. Cortex A15 based dual core, up to 2 gigahertz that will run.
Yep.
So that looks pretty good.
Yep.
So there's just a whole load of exciting stuff here. And like I was blogging about last week, crossover, I think, is the kind of key word I'm using here, because it's the processing power is crossing over into desktop space, the apps are crossing over into desktop space, and the other way around.
That's the thing. We have now Intel with Android, and now Windows on ARM, so it's going backwards.
It's dual crossover,
It's crazy.
Everyone's playing and everyone else's back garden. Yeah, those two Intel smartphones we saw, well, actually there's one design, right?
Yeah, but they have it, had also the cheap one, the small one, and that looks something. They said it was $60 phone.
No, they want an unsubsidized $150
phone. $150, subsidized like $60. Yeah,
so that's the two gigahertz, sorry, the two. Sorry, the 1 gigahertz version.
One gigahertz.
Then they have the dual core 2 gigahertz, up to 2 gigahertz.
Up to 1.6 on the current models. So it's looking crazy good. The big question will be which one is better, the Windows on ARM or ARM OS like Android on Intel. So. We'll see.
Who knows? Actually, you know, you can try and predict based on sort of specifications and stuff, you know, about performance, but at the end of the day, it's all about optimized software.
Yeah, and browser.
Yeah. It's really up to Google and Microsoft now, huh?
Yeah. It's cool.
All right, let's not get off there. That's 4 minutes of blah, blah, blah. We're at Mobile World Congress. It's JKK Mobile. Welcome back to blogging.
Thank you. It's been great, especially seeing the other guys and so on. It's fun.
Good to have you here. Let's go and have a few drinks tonight, and of course, no blogging tomorrow.
Well, maybe some.
All right, this is Chippy at Mobile World Congress. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.